The New South Wales Environment Watchdog has joined Queensland and Victoria in announcing an investigation into perfluorinated compounds in the water supply. The chemicals have been widely used, but their impact on human health is unknown. The six-month investigation in New South Wales will be specifically looking at airports, industrial sites and firefighter training facilities where the chemicals may have leached into water supplies, as Lucy Carter reports.
From Teflon non-stick coatings to firefighting foam, the chemicals known as perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, have had a wide range of specialty uses over the past few decades.
Because of the fluorine atoms on them, it makes them very resistant to breakdown, and it also makes them very water repellent. So they've been used in a wide range of applications, ranging from waterproofing fabrics to being used in firefighting foams to attack certain kinds of fire.
University of Adelaide pharmacology lecturer Dr. Ian Musgrave says the chemicals are no longer used in firefighting foam but have a tendency to linger.
Typically these compounds don't have very much effect acutely. They're relatively non-toxic, but if they accumulate in the body, there's a potential they can have effects that include low birth weight, the potential for damage to the liver and kidneys, and possibly the potential to affect the immune system. Now, having said that, while we can show some of these things in animal models, being able to track down what happens in people has been a lot more complicated, in part because when humans are exposed to these chemicals, they also tend to be exposed to a lot of other potentially damaging chemicals, and teasing out which health effects come from the PFCs and which health effects come from other aspects of the environment has been rather difficult.
The EPA has announced it will examine the historical legacy of the chemicals across New South Wales. Airports, industrial sites and firefighter training bases will be the main focus. The state EPA's manager of hazardous incidents, Andrew Mitchell, says the ongoing investigation of water contamination at the Williamtown Air Force Base near Newcastle sparked this larger statewide probe.
Williamtown's been in the press quite a bit over the past few months. Because of the Williamtown issue, the EPA has established an expert panel chaired by the chief scientist and engineer, Mary O'Kane. That group of experts is looking at the specific problem at Williamtown and working out to what extent have those firefighting chemicals affected the surrounding environments, and to what extent measures are needed to mitigate risk to human health. But what we are doing is now taking some of those lessons from Williamtown and applying them across the state and working out whether this problem exists anywhere else.
Mr. Mitchell says investigations into PFCs are underway in Queensland and Victoria. He says authorities are closely examining the Country Fire Authority's Fiskville training base in Western Victoria, where firefighting chemicals have been linked to a cancer cluster among staff.
Victorian EPA is looking into the County Fire Authority sites following from the Fiskville incident. And they've got a robust program where they're investigating these CFA sites and assessing whether there may be risks there. That's a similar model to the one that we'll follow.
Fire and Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Greg Mullins has confirmed that preliminary testing of water samples taken at two training bases at Londonderry and Albion Park have identified elevated levels of PFCs with lower levels found in soil.
Look, at this stage, health authorities can't tell us anything about the effects or possible effects of the chemicals. There's just no evidence or research on this whatsoever. So we're taking a precautionary approach, keeping people away from the storage dams where we've found high levels. We're doing a lot more testing to find out exactly what we have.
He says as yet, staff seem unaffected.
We've had nothing like they've had in Victoria. We've worked very closely with health authorities and the EPA over the years. There's been no concerns raised at any of our sites. And one particular site, we thought there may be a cancer cluster, and it turned out they're all different types of cancers, and health authorities said it wasn't the case.
The EPA's Andrew Mitchell says this investigation across New South Wales shouldn't spark public panic.
We'll be working with the landowners or the polluters, as the case may be, to ensure that an appropriate and comprehensive environmental investigation is undertaken, and any results will be communicated with those relevant communities.
The University of Adelaide's Dr. Ian Musgrave agrees.
The idea is that rather than saying, well, you know, something might be happening, let's ignore it, making sure we monitor and follow what's happening is a very good idea. It's not a an occasion for people to start panicking.
The EPA expects this initial investigation to take 6 months.
Lucy Carter reporting.